And the forecast for today, a lot of AC draining on utilities.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. When we talk about heat on Marketplace, we're usually reporting on hot debate going on, like debt ceiling talks that are still unresolved, or a company whose earnings are a little warmer than expected, like AT&T, which just reported a 2.2% quarterly revenue increase. But hot weather is the business news today, because triple-digit heat has been baking the eastern and midwestern parts of our country for days, which means demand for electricity is, well, hot. From steamy Washington, Marketplace's John Dimsdale has a story.
Air conditioners in many parts of the country are working all day and all night.
This morning, when I looked at the thermometer outside my house, it was 78 degrees at 6 o'clock.
Ray Dotter lives outside Philadelphia. He also happens to work for the country's largest electricity transmission grid, PJM Interconnection. PJM covers all the territory between Newark, New Jersey, and Richmond, Virginia, and that's where temperatures today and tomorrow will be 100 or more degrees. Dotter expects today's electricity demand will be close to an all-time record, and yet he says it could have been worse.
If the economy had recovered more than it has, you'd see even higher uses of electricity.
If factories were running more, he says, they'd be taxing the power system. While Dotter says his grid is ready for the demand, the power will be expensive. When demand peaks, suppliers rely on all available generators, including older, inefficient plants and those that use more costly fuels like natural gas. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Well, today, Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin will host a roundtable discussion on for-profit colleges. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports the senator says he's looking for suggestions on how to improve success rates and reduce the high rate of defaults on federal student loans.
Harkin says for-profit colleges get $30 billion a year from federal student aid, but too many of their students wind up with debts they can't pay and dim job prospects. Harkin says he's hoping for some good suggestions
on how we move forward to make sure that the taxpayers' dollars are better invested and to make sure that students get a good education.
Harkin's Republican colleagues have boycotted the hearings, calling them biased. Today's panel includes the CEO of DeVry, one of the biggest for-profit college chains. But Brian Moran, with the Association of Private Sector Colleges and Universities, says most of the panelists are critics of the industry.
You may describe it as a round table, but it's one with sharp corners.
Yesterday, Moran's group sued to block a new federal rule aimed at making sure graduates earn enough to pay their debts. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The global markets are higher at the moment, in Europe about 0.5%. More people applied for first-time jobless benefits last week in this country, according to the Labor Department, meaning layoffs are on the rise and the job market is still weak. We got word today of a $29 billion deal that'll combine Express Scripts and Medco Health. Both firms manage health insurance prescription benefits. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 15 points to end the day at 12,571.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
It could be a deal as early as today between NFL owners and football players who've been locked out of team offices for months now because of a labor dispute. The season isn't scheduled to start until the fall, but it's already costing Las Vegas sports betting millions of dollars. Chad Millman is editor-in-chief at ESPN the magazine. He's with us now from Bristol, Connecticut. Hi, Chad.
How are you?
I'm doing well. We're still weeks away from the start of the NFL season, though. Why are we talking about lost money in Las Vegas?
Because what happens in Las Vegas is when the schedule is made in April, That's when bookmakers put up the week one lines. People can start betting those immediately. And what's happened is because of the lockout, they haven't been able to put up the week one lines because they didn't know if there was going to be a season. And there's just been a lot less action because people don't want to tie their money up or make investments on a team if there isn't going to be a season.
What kind of lost money are we talking about, you know, roundabout figure in Vegas?
The smaller books probably lost $1 million total. Plus, you're talking about the trickle down that happens when people come in to bet on their favorite team. They also might make a bet on a Major League Baseball game that is happening that night or an NHL playoff game. Think about some of the bigger books. You can double that. So if you multiply that by all the sports books that are in Las Vegas, then you're talking about $10 million total.
Do you think odds and bets will be any different because of this lockout?
Long term, absolutely not. But I think initially there are these bets called the over-unders and the totals. What happens is you bet on the total number of points that will be scored in a game.
Right.
Teams might not be up to speed because they haven't had the past 4 or 5 months to really work together and build a chemistry. So the totals will be much lower than they normally are. And I think a lot of people are going to try to take advantage of the fact that you'll see numbers that are much lower than they normally have been to start a season.
Do bookies already have their odds ready? I mean, how soon after this lockout ends,
presuming
it ends?
They'll be ready to go.
They're like immediately.
Instantly. I mean, some guys just have to push a button. Some places might be more judicious with their studies and might wait to see where some of the bigger name trades that have been talked about, how those play out before they put up their season win totals. And then certainly week one lines, those will be ready to go instantly.
Chad Millman, editor-in-chief of ESPN the magazine. Chad, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, a British jewelry designer says he's created the world's most expensive yacht. Stuart Hughes claims the 98-foot boat is worth $4.5 billion, with a B. The yacht's exterior, dining room, rails, anchor, and sleeping quarters are all made of thousands of pounds of gold and platinum. There's even a liquor bottle made from a rare 18.5-carat diamond. But some yachting enthusiasts say the boat is way overpriced because it's missing something the previous most expensive yacht had, its own missile defense system. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. You can see pictures of that yacht, by the way, at our website, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau opens for business Thursday, so it's hiring.
We have people on staff today whose other alternatives within the private sector are, and I am not exaggerating, 5 times, 10 times, or 20 times the level of compensation that they are able to command here.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. The costs of protecting consumers next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.